Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to speak with someone about the class action suit for the hair loss.
Is this for the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And is your name Yvette Chase?
It is.
Okay. And let's see here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and then once again, we're on a recorded line. Do you have an attorney helping you with the claim?
I was supposed to have the Johnson lawsuit, but no, not really.
So it is important for us to know if you were tied into an attorney recently, we would need a letter of release in order for us to help you further.
I have none.
So you did not have an attorney?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You had inquired with an attorney's office? Did you
Yes,
ever
I have.
sign any paperwork?
No.
Okay. So you don't already have an attorney. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Now, when you said as far as they had me to send the paperwork to them, but I haven't ceased to hear anything else from them.
Oh, okay, so they sent you paperwork and then you never signed any paperwork and sent it back?
No.
Okay. So as long as you're not committed to anyone, you did not sign any paperwork and you're, like not tied into an attorney's office, we're able to move forward with some more questions. Okay. So you are willing to affirm, correct, that you have not signed any documents?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers, specifically endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. I'm sorry to
Yes.
hear that. Was this a
Yeah.
while back, or are you feeling better now?
Not really. It was
Not
since I
really.
was diagnosed, 2022.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
I
not too
started
long ago.
2023.
Oh my gosh. So is it like a day-to-day thing? Like a,
It's like a day-to-day thing.
yeah, taking it day by day. Well, I hope things get better for you. I do have some more questions to ask here. Were you using hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
My God, for 20 years, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
And then does the ovarian cancer have a subtype? Some of the ones here listed are clear cell carcinoma,
Carson,
Munis. I'm sorry?
I have Casanova and Casanova.
There's a few with carcinoma, germ cell carcinoma, small cell carcinoma, clear cell carcinoma. Do any of those sound familiar?
The carcinoma stuff to me. I would have to go in and get my paperwork.
So for now, I won't check any of these since you're not quite certain, but yeah, later if you find documentation that would be helpful. Are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then let's see here. When were you diagnosed with cancer with ovarian?
In November 2022, 2020.
Okay. So date of diagnosis of the ovarian cancer would be November of 2022. Can we say like, do you know the exact date?
Oh, my mind is so boggled.
No problem. We could either put like beginning of November, middle, or end.
It's the beginning of November.
Okay. So would it be safe to put like 11/5 of 2022.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's surgery. I had everything removed the last of November.
Had surgery when?
The last of November. I think through the Christmas holidays, I had surgery.
Last November.
Yeah,
of
definitely.
2023?
Oh God, I'm out
Because
of
we're in
breath.
2024 now.
Okay, the last
So.
of my call was in May of 2023, so it had to be before then.
Okay. So, for now, what it's asking, were you diagnosed? What day were you diagnosed with cancer? So, November 5th of 2022 is the date that you provided. That's your date
Yes.
of diagnosis. And
Yes.
then, what age were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 71.
71. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, can I get your diagnosing doctor name? And we could look them up on Google. I would just need like the first name, last name, and then the state.
Curious. Dr. Curious.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Okay, Kurian. I think her first name is Swella.
Okay, Dr. Curian, and then what state?
State of Maryland.
Maryland. Okay. Okay, let's see here. So I'm looking up this doctor. Let me find the address here. I did find a doctor. Let's see.
She's located at Franklin Square.
Yeah, it's a female, correct? The first name is SHWETA.
Yeah. Yes.
Oncology, okay.
Yes, that's her.
Hematology, oncology, okay. Let me write that information in here. Let's see. I'm just gonna copy and paste her name. And then I'm looking for, let's see, hematology, oncology. And then phone number 44. Oh, it looks like that's the fax number actually. 443-777-7147. Does that sound familiar? That's what I have under phone number.
Okay.
And then, do you kind of remember the address? I have two different addresses on here for some reason. There's a, let me see, 9103 Franklin Square Drive.
Yeah, that's the
Is
one I'm
that
at.
it? Okay. Baltimore, MD 21237.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then Baltimore MD. Okay. And then let's see here. Okay, so you were diagnosed in Maryland. Is that correct? You were diagnosed in Maryland, it looks like. I
Yes,
have that on
all
here. Okay. Perfect. Let's see. Just looking up the statute of limitations really quickly here. Okay. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I use the most of the African Pride, and I use the Dark and Lovely.
Okay.
And some
So, on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
We go to hair done every 2 or 3 weeks. These intervals of 3 times, at least 5 or 6 times a year.
Okay, so 5 or 6 times a year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I've been using it since I was like 20-some years old.
Okay, 20-something years old?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Can I get your date of birth, please?
7/11/1951.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No. No breast cancer.
Okay. And then, Ms. Chase, do you by any chance have any family members or loved ones that were injured by the hair relaxers?
No.
Okay. And what state did you use hair relaxer?
What state?
Yes.
State of Maryland.
Okay. And when did you start using hair relaxer?
I guess 80s.
I'm sorry?
In the 80s.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. I would need an exact date. Obviously, as long as we could do a guesstimate, as long as we're around the time that you started. So 80 what? Or what month?
About 89.
89?
Yeah, 1989. But yeah, around July.
July. Okay, so we'll put July beginning, middle, or end of July.
And it's about the second week, because that's my birthday week, July 11th.
Okay, so we'll put July 11th, okay. July 11th of 1989. And then
yeah.
When did you stop using hair relaxer?
I'm going to say 2021.
Okay. So 2021.
Yes.
What month?
About May.
Okay. So May, middle of May? Would it be the second week of May?
Yes, second week of May.
Okay. So you started 7/11 of 1989, and then you stopped 5/11 of 2021.
Yes.
Okay. And how often did you apply the products? Was it weekly, monthly?
About every 3 weeks. Same monthly.
Okay. Monthly, okay.
Yes.
And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products?
From 1989 up until 1921.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's do the math. 1989 up until
21.
Okay.
Yeah.
So around 32 years?
Yes.
Consecutively 32 years? Okay.
Yes.
Did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
The home product. Sometimes in the home, sometimes at a beauty shop.
Okay. So home and at the salon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Some of the stuff basically from the stores.
Okay, what store specifically?
Like Rite Aid. They had it at Rite Aid. They had it at Family Dollar.
Family Dollar. Okay. Family Dollar, Rite Aid. Okay. And if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. Do you have that information or we could look
No,
it up?
ma'am. Well, different salons, and in the course of the time, those ladies are long gone.
No problem. We would, if you got it done professionally, we would need to put at least a salon name, even if it's not there anymore. Do you remember the salon name?
Oh, God, no.
Do you have like a guesstimate of the salon name?
I would have to. No.
Was it, I'm assuming it was in Maryland because everything was done in Maryland. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't remember the name at all?
No.
Okay. Okay. And then which brand name products have you used? You said it was Dark and Lovely, correct?
Yes,
And
soft and beautiful.
African
Yeah.
Pride. Okay. Let me write that in
Soft
the
and
notes
beautiful.
here. Used soft
I use it.
and beautiful. Dark and
No.
Lovely, African Pride.
And the Revlon perm.
Revlon
Yeah.
perm. Okay. Thank you for that information, Miss Yvette. Soft and beautiful, African Pride, Dark and Lovely, Revlon perm. Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Well, but I don't know. I guess it must have been there for a while because they the time it got I was diagnosed, it was in full blast. So
Oh,
it hadn't gave me any problem. And then
so
it
did your
just
cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive, Miss Yvette?
I had it did radiation, quite a few
Radiation.
rounds of it, radiation, and they did chemo,
Chemo.
quite a few rounds of chemo. I was in fourth stage. I am in fourth stage.
You were in full stage.
Four, you said I was fourth stage,
Oh, wow. So sorry to
stage
hear
four.
that. And you mentioned earlier in the call that you had surgery. Is that correct?
Yes, I had
What type
a
of
total
surgery? Oh, total
hysterectomy.
hysterectomy. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me put that in the notes here. So radiation, chemo, full stage. You also had surgery, total hysterectomy.
Yes.
Okay. And you said it was 2 rounds of radiation?
Oh, it's more than 2 rounds.
Oh, okay. Oh, no problem.
More
And then treatment date. I know you were diagnosed, you mentioned November of 2022. When did you
that was
start
first.
treatment?
Uh, the beginning of 2023.
Beginning of 2023. Okay.
Yes.
So would that be January?
Yes.
What is your guesstimate on the day?
I have to pull them up. I can't.
We could either put beginning of January, middle, or end.
Living in a fog right now, dear. I couldn't. I have to pull up those papers.
Again, we would just need a guesstimate. Would that be middle? We could put January 15th of 2023.
Yeah.
For now.
Beginning of January, I would go every other day for the radiation. I think I had I had about six to eight treatments of radiation.
Okay.
And then
Should we put January 10th, January 5th, January 15th?
Around that time, yes, ma'am.
We'll put January 10th of 2023. Okay.
Yeah. January, and I want February.
Okay.
February. And they did the chemo.
Mm-hmm. Let me look at something really quickly. It is giving me a message here. Let me review the dates here before we continue. Because, again, there is a statute of limitations for every state. So I want to make sure we have everything correct. Maryland. Yeah, 3-year state. Family Dollar, Rite Aid, Soft and Beautiful. I'm just reviewing everything here. Treating doctor. Okay. Can I get your full address, Miss Yvette?
It's 4210 Wilshire Avenue.
Wilshire Avenue, Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay. Four 210 Wilshire,
yes.
As in Wilshire Avenue.
Wilshire.
Oh, I see. Okay, Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, Baltimore.
Yes.
Maryland. Okay. Just pulled it up here. Thank you for that. Is there an apartment number?
No.
Okay. Perfect. So let's continue here. Okay, so I have the treatment date as January 10th of 2023. Thank you for that information. And we will be needing the treating doctor's name. Can I get that, please? And we can look him up.
It's Dr. Curian.
Okay, same doctor who diagnosed you, also treated you. Is that correct?
The doctor that... Because
earlier we got the diagnosing doctor's name. Is she the same person who also treated you?
Oh, the doctor that diagnosed you was Dr. Mazzavalli.
Oh, okay.
The American Hospital.
So then let me correct that, because earlier you had mentioned this doctor as the diagnosing doctor, but if that was a mistake, no problem. I can fix that, okay? No problem
at all.
Dr.
Curian is now my present doctor.
I see. Okay, no problem.
Dr. Mazzavalli,
let me change that information on here, okay? So, can you spell the doctor who diagnosed you?
No, let me see. Oh, God.
And we're asking this information because we have to make sure that everything is organized for the law firm. So I know it sounds like a lot of information, but once they have the file, it's nice and prepped, and they don't have to worry about doing any digging like we're doing as far as the doctor's information.
I will have to. I believe her name is Mal.
Mal.
Yeah, it's Mather Valley. Can you go? She's located at Good Samaritan Hospital.
Okay. What hospital again?
Good Samaritan.
Good Samaritan. Oh, okay. Let's see here. Maryland. Baltimore, correct?
Yes. And then,
I found a MedStar Good Samaritan Hospital
yes.
in Baltimore. Okay. Let me input this information and then I'll look for her name as well. Let's see. The address on file 5601
Black Raven
Lodge
Bullet.
Raven Boulevard. Okay.
Yeah.
I have that on here. Thank you. Phone number 443-444-8000.
Yes.
Okay. I have that on here. Thank you. And then let me look for her name really quickly. I
Would
wonder if
be
they
in the
have
woman,
like a list of
woman
doctors'
center.
names. What title was she? What was her title?
She's
You're dying.
MD.
Because I'm
Woman's,
seeing
not the
it.
woman's, is it the
Neurologist.
gynecology?
Oh, gynecologist. Let's see. Women's health. Yeah, sometimes it has like a list of. Oh, here we go. Is this it? No. Oh, wait. There's a few that came up, but it's not saying Baltimore. It's saying another.
It's a what?
It's not saying Baltimore. It's saying other, somewhere else. So let me just do a little more digging here. It's not as easy as like having a list of doctors, I guess, the way their website but if you kind of remember her name, I can just put what you remember. So can you just give me that spelling again?
That's the problem. I can't
Oh,
remember.
okay. No problem. Just seeing a bunch of different doctors for a bunch of different titles here. Let's see here. Let me punch in. You said it was Mazavali or something like that.
Yes, I believe her name is Nancy about it. I know it if I see it.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
There was one that came up, Malas Eliza or Elisa. Let's see. I'm still looking here,
Okay.
bunch of doctors that came up. I just clicked on a link. I'm seeing nothing but male. She's a female, correct?
Female, yes. Math of that, I don't even
Yeah,
math
I'm not finding her. So are you able to find her somewhere in your documents? For now, I will put MedStar Good Samaritan Hospital, but we will be needing that information. So while we're still on the call, maybe you can maybe search your emails and then we'll continue with more questions in the meantime, okay? And then let's see. Okay, so I put the treatment date January 10th of 2023. And then treating doctor name. So now under treating doctor name, that was your diagnosing doctor. Now we're gonna put the doctor who treated you, and you mentioned it was Dr. Kurian, the
Yes,
one that we looked up earlier.
okay, Dr. Kurian
Yes.
is
And I'm
my
putting
oncologist. Yes.
Okay, I'm putting her information now in the right place. So let me do that now. Phone number. And then for the recording, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Your marital status, please.
Single.
Okay. And then your first name, it's YV as in Victor, E as in elephant, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, E as in elephant. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Last name, C as in cat, H as in Harry, A as in apple, S as in Sam, E as in echo.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
E.
Okay, E as an elephant.
Yes.
Okay. And then in order for us to, or for the law firm, I should say, to verify your identity and pull medical records, we will be needing a social security.
214, 54, 42, 28.
Okay. 214 54 4228. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an email address of ychase51@aol.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And I have a phone number as 443-680-7678. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that your mobile?
Yes.
Contact preference. Would you prefer we contact you by phone, text, or email?
My phone.
Best time of the day. I have to pick one, morning, afternoon, or evening.
Afternoon.
Okay. I have an address as 4210 Wilshire Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland,
Yes.
21206.
Yes.
No apartment number, no unit number, okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes.
Okay. Can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Either one, or mail, electronically, or both?
By mail.
Okay. And then we're almost done here. So we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. Can I get the first name?
Monette.
Can you spell that?
M-O-N-E-T-T-E.
Last name, please.
Chambers. C-H-A-M-B-E-R-S.
Okay. Phone number?
410-303-3590.
Monette Chambers, 410-303-3590. Is that correct?
Yes.
Relationship?
Daughter.
Okay. Thank you for that information. It looks like we have completed everything. Thank you for your patience. Everything looks great. I do have to double check everything, so I'll go through it really quickly. Please stop me if anything sounds wrong, okay? Then we can correct it before we generate the DocuSign.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go through this really quickly together. Let me drink some water here.
Okay.
My mouth got a little dry here. Okay. So you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. There's no attorney present. You haven't signed anything with another law firm. And then you did use hair relaxers for the last 20 years. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with cancer November 5th of 2022 at the age of 71. Diagnosing Dr. MedStar Good Samaritan Hospital. We have the address and phone number on here as well. And then let's see here. On average, you used hair relaxer 6 times per year. You are a resident and citizen of the United States. Date of birth 7/11/1951. You started using hair relaxer 7/11/1989, and then you stopped using hair relaxer May 11th of 2021. You were using it monthly 32 consecutive years of use of hair relaxer. You used it both home and salon. Dark and Lovely, Soft and Beautiful, African Pride, Revlon Perm were the products that you used. And then treatment date, January 10th of 2023. Female, single, and then I have Yvette, Y-V-E-T-T-E, E as the middle initial, Chase last name, C-H-A-S-E. And then Social Security, 214-544-4228. I have an email address of ychase51@aol.com. And then phone number 443-680-7678. Address 4210 Wilshire Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. Does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So, excuse me. I will be sending this DocuSign now, and then let me know as soon as you do receive that, okay? Are you getting a cold?
Yes, I keep a cold.
Oh, no. I know. Everyone's been a little sick lately. So let's see, Miss Chase, I did send that over to your email. Let me know when you receive it, okay?
Okay. Denise Stantol.
Yes, Santolik, that's correct. And then if you need assistance, I'm here to guide you.
Okay, review your documents.
Excuse me.
Please sign.
Yeah, some of them will be your signature and others will be your initials. They'll let you know. It's really good about prompting you. Let me know if you need assistance.
Okay. Gladly. Now, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm
hold
sorry.
On. A phone call is somebody cutting. All right, let's get you back on here.
Yeah, I'm still here. Let me know if you need any help.
Okay.
Excuse me. Is everything looking good? Are you understanding
We're
everything?
Here.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Now all you need me to do is what is initial this?
Yeah, wherever it says signature you would sign, and then wherever it says initial you would initial.
Draw your signature. Oh yeah. I'm always so. Can I use my finger for this? No.
Yeah, you would use your finger. I know it's a little funny, but once you use your finger, just try your best to make it like your actual signature. I know it's tough sometimes, but
sure. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so hit this next page.
Yes. It'll keep guiding you until you're completely done.
And the page won't even stop jumping.
It looks like you completed it. Let me look here. Let's see. Oh, I thought you did. Not quite yet. Are you? Did you complete it?
No,
I thought something came through.
I'm trying to speak.
Oh, you're almost done. Okay. Your signing still.
Yeah, required to sign. Now when I hit here. Now, when I hit these places here, or I see down there, did I do it?
Oh, okay. Let's see here. I usually receive it right away once you're done. Oh, were you asking me if you did it already? Because I don't see it yet. I guess it's not completed yet.
Okay. Now, it's a required signature. Put it in, okay. Initial. You're jumping up and down on the face.
Oh no.
Won't let me initial.
It won't let you initial?
No, it won't let me initial.
Oh no.
The screen is jumping up and down. It won't let me initial.
You might need to refresh it. So one way to do that is maybe exiting out of that and then going back to your email and trying again if there's some type of glitch.
Okay. All right, review my document.
And you know, I'm here to assist you. I don't feel rushed. Take your time because I want to make sure we do it correctly. So did you go back to your email and click it again?
I did.
Okay, perfect. So you clicked the link and then you went ahead and did it direct you to a new DocuSign webpage?
Okay, I got this one signed. Now, when I said it, okay.
Yeah, once it directs you to that DocuSign webpage, it'll direct you at the bottom, it'll say continue in yellow.
Yes.
Okay.
Signing. You got to finish up at the top of the page. I got my name all the way down here. It says finish. Finish. Wait a minute. Got it?
Oh, okay. So you did everything already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Awesome. It looks like I did receive it. Perfect. Let me review it really quickly before we get off the phone.
Okay.
Okay. Yvette E. Chase, signature, perfect. Address, phone number, email. Initials, signature, initials, signature, okay. So for the initials, I noticed that you put your signature in the initial part. Let me verify something really quickly. Give me one second, okay? I just want to make sure we're able to do that. Okay, so Ms. Chase, we're unable to accept this one because it looks like you signed where the initials were supposed to be. So is it possible for you to just go back to your email and pull up a new like just review the document again and then sign where you need to sign and initial where you need to initial?
Okay.
Sorry about that. I did check with management to see if we were able to accept it, but they said no. So I just want to make sure we do it correctly.
Okay, I'm gonna put. Okay, he told him to go back and go to review document. When we come out completely, have you sent me a new one or what?
Yes. So go out of it completely. I don't think I need to send you a new one. I think you just need to exit out of that one and then go back to your email, like the way you did earlier. You just go back to your email, that DocuSign that I had sent you.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, did it pull up? Everything is fine
Okay.
when you pulled it up?
Let me go back in here.
Okay.
I'm still on the page where it says this document is completed.
Okay, so then exit out of that and then go back to your email, the one that I had sent you.
And this one says you're all done. You receive a copy once everyone has signed. And it says now get, so you're telling me to come out of there.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I might have to resend it then. Give me one
Okay.
second here. Give me one second here. I'll be right back with you, okay, Miss Chase?
All right.
So I'll be resending it shortly.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Yvette. Hello. Hi, Miss Chase. Hi, can you hear me, Miss Chase? Hello. Hi, Miss Chase, Yvette Chase. Hello. Hi, Miss Yvette. Hello.
Okay, let's see what I'm doing here.
Hi,
Hello?
can you hear me? Sorry, I kept calling you. I just sent you a text message because I kept calling you with no response, but I did send the document again, Miss Chase.
What am I doing here?
So basically the same thing, you would just pull it up on
Hello?
your email. Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi,
There
can
you
you
go.
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm still here. So
Yeah.
basically, I did send it to your email again. You would just re-sign that document. It's a new document, so you would just sign it.
Now, I see here at the top of the page it says next. I see a line pointing down where it says printed. My thing is already printed here. So what I do, put my finger on where it say sign.
Yes, so wherever it guides you to sign, you sign, and then you'll also see where it guides you to initial. So just be careful to sign where you need to sign and initial where you need to initial.
Now, here we got initial, okay. But it says Yvette Chase. It says
Yes.
Annette. Okay. So I initial Yvette Chase, both of those. All right. And then I
Well,
got this.
you would just initial. YC.
Oh, but when I put my thing on it, it just comes up Yvette Chase.
Oh, it does?
Yes. When I put my thing on it, it just says Yvette Chase.
Oh, okay. Give me one second here. Let's see. Me one second. Give me one second here. Okay, so I did bring this up to management to see if they have any thoughts on this, but for now, so you signed where you needed to sign, and then as far as the initial, you're having issues with initialing because it's
Yes.
automatically typing in your full name. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so for now, what we can do is just until I hear back, you can finish that document and then I can see on my end how it comes through.
I'm finished.
Okay. Sorry about this. There must be some type of glitch. Let me look at the document here. Okay. So, as soon as I hear back from for now, we have your signature. Then
Okay.
as far as the issue with this initial, I'll get back to you on what management says. I'm not sure if they're going to accept it this way or not. I'll definitely keep you updated on that. Excuse me, my throat. Excuse me. So I will be sending you my information through text, and then you'll also see the law firm's information as well. Okay, Miss Chase?
I appreciate it because
Yeah,
I
absolutely. We've been on the
don't.
phone for quite some time. I don't want to keep you longer, but thank you so much for your patience. I'm so sorry to hear that you're going through this. I hope things get better for you, okay? I wish you the best, and we'll be in touch, Miss Chase.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You, bye.
Thank you.